Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and today is May 6th, 2022. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 49ers fans everywhere, as of May 4th, 2022, Deebo Samuel has refollowed the 49ers on Instagram. This may sound like a silly update, but my friends, it kind of is. But it also kind of is not. Let's recap for anyone who is not up to date on said Deebo Samuel San Francisco 49ers storyline. About a month or so ago, Deebo Samuel unfollowed the 49ers and scrubbed his Instagram of all things San Francisco. The what seemed to be disgruntled wide back wanted nothing to do with his team, apparently. Then a couple weeks ago, just before the NFL draft, about a week before, Deebo Samuel requested a trade. The NFL draft came and went. A couple of trade offers came the 49ers' way, but they did not want to trade Deebo Samuel. That is because Deebo Samuel has been integral to the 49ers' offense. He's incredibly prolific. He has a very unique skill set, which he can play wide receiver and running back, which may or may not be a little bit of the crux of the issue, but it's been about a week since the draft. He was not traded. Deebo Samuel has refollowed the 49ers on Instagram. Stay tuned, all. But this points to perhaps a reconciliation and ability to move forward, which I really think is best for everybody involved. So there's the good news there. Next up in 49ers news, they are going to be playing in Mexico City in 2022. It will be a Monday night football game on November 21st. They will be taking on their division rival, Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals will actually be the home team in this one, though something tells me 49ers fans will make it not feel that way because they just travel so well no matter where the 49ers are playing. So that's really cool and really exciting. So November 21st, 2022, the San Francisco 49ers take on the Arizona Cardinals in Mexico City, which brings up something that I thought might be fun to talk about today. I travel a lot for work. I am based in Los Angeles, but I cover the San Francisco 49ers. So I am traveling to the Bay every week and I'm there most of the week, obviously traveling for all away games, all home games, everything. So I thought it might be fun to talk a little bit about my work travel essentials. All right, guys, here's my thing. Clorox wipes are an absolute must. I'm still wiping down the seats, the seatbelts, the table, everything involved on an airplane. Hand wipes for myself are a must for the plane and beyond, of course. Charger. Always make sure I have my chargers. I have an extra computer charger and a phone charger packed, ready to go at all times because those are things you really don't want to forget. Toiletries. So here's a fun fact. A pro tip, which I don't know how much of a pro tip this is because I think a lot of people do it. I have a toiletry bag packed and ready to go and a makeup bag packed and ready to go. So I just take those, throw them in the suitcase, which I find really, really helpful. I also have become a really good packer. I used to be not a good packer. I was leaving for 3 days. You'd think I was moving wherever I was going. But I've become a pretty good packer where I can figure out exactly what I need. I plan day by day, figure out what can be repeated. That's pretty important to me. And of course, workout clothes, because if you follow me at all on social media, you know that exercise is really important to me. And honestly, it's important to me for my mental health as much as my physical health. So when I'm on the road, I tend to get a class in my hotel room. I love Bar Method. You can do it from anywhere. So that is big for me. So I always make sure I have that. And I like to have an exercise band with me because it's just a good thing to have. Even sometimes in my seat, I'll do some arm exercises with it. Pre-pandemic, I used to try to stand up and do squats with it. That's been a little bit harder these days. But it's just nice to have it that you have like this very easy piece of quote unquote equipment that you can take anywhere. It's super light. So those are some of my tips. Now, I'm also still wearing masks on the plane. We can reconvene on this in November and see if I still am, but I have a feeling I will be. So I always make sure I have plenty of those available too. So those are just a few of my little travel essentials. I thought that might be a fun little chat since, as I said, the Niners will be playing in Mexico City. Next week, May 12th, the full NFL schedule will come out. So we will know where everybody is playing and when. We obviously know who the opponents are. We just don't know where everybody is playing and when, except, of course, November 21st, Mexico City, 49ers taking on the quote-unquote home team, Arizona Cardinals, on Monday Night Football. So that's what I have for you in 49ers news for now. Next week is rookie minicamp, so we'll get to take a look at those brand-new draft picks that Field Yates and I spent a lot of time talking on earlier in the week. So if you missed that episode, please make sure to check it out. ESPN's Field Yates was just absolutely fantastic, so make sure to check that one out. All right, guys, I am going to move into another subject because it is Friday. And on Fridays, I talk a lot about the Los Angeles Dodgers. I know that's not everybody who listens to this most favorite topic, but it is what it is. And here's a fun fact that many of you may not find as fun as I do. The Los Angeles Dodgers swept the San Francisco Giants this week in their first time meeting the season. It was a two-game series at Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers swept the Giants. Now, this is going to be a fun series to watch throughout the season because as we remember last year, it literally came down to the wire. The Giants and the Dodgers had the two best records in baseball. The Giants won the division by, if memory serves, I believe one game, put the Dodgers in a winner-go-home wild card, which they won. They end up meeting the Giants in the division series. The Dodgers win that. But this rivalry, though stressful for those of us that love the Giants and the Dodgers, last season was so much fun, and I think we want to see that again. It really is fun when both of these teams are really good and neck and neck, so that's good stuff. The Dodgers are currently 16-7. They are in first place in the NL West with, I believe, a one-game lead over the San Diego Padres. Of course, you guys, it's early May. I mean, the season is about a month old, so we have miles to go. But may I just point out that the Dodgers will be hosting the All-Star game because a lot of you will not, and a lot of people don't really start to pay attention until after the All-Star break, but the Dodgers will be hosting the All-Star game this year. So that promises to be a lot of fun. But let's talk a little bit more about this Dodgers-Giants series. So Mookie Betts, who'd been struggling a little bit throughout the season after Wednesday night's game, has a 6-game hitting streak. Wednesday night went 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs, 2 RBIs, feels like Mookie is definitely getting his groove back. Another person who's really been struggling and struggling much more than Mookie was Max Muncy, who is, of course, coming off pretty bad injury at the end of last season. He had a really good night on Wednesday, 2-for-4, a home run, 2 runs, 2 RBIs. The Dodgers win 9-1. A lot of these runs, of course, came in, later in the game. They became insurance runs. The Dodgers had a couple really big innings. But I think for a player, especially like Max Muncy, when you can start to hit the ball, you start to get going, even if it's just the game is probably a foregone conclusion, I think that really gets your confidence back, and you could see it in Muncy's reaction. So that was cool. Can we also talk about Hanser Alberto, who has just been so much fun to watch, who is just smiling all the time in that Dodgers dugout and has created a new little, like a kind of a surfs up thing for when a person gets a hit or a home run, and everybody's doing it. So that was really cool. So that was fun to watch, and he's just been really fun to watch. And I have to say the Dodgers just seem like they're having a really good time. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw's dancing in the dugout. If you guys haven't checked it out, I highly recommend you take a look at it because it's pretty awesome. And Clayton Kershaw has obviously been known throughout his career as one of the best pitchers in baseball, but it's been a little bit more serious, and we're seeing him have a lot of fun this year. And the thing with this Dodgers lineup that is really amazing is you have, it's a stack lineup. I mean, it's absolutely a stack lineup. You have Mookie Betts, you have Max Muncy, you have Justin Turner. Some of these guys have been struggling. You have Cody Bellinger, Gavin Lux, Chris Taylor, Will Smith, Freddie Freeman. I mean, I didn't even get to Freddie Freeman until down that row. Such an incredible lineup. So many incredible hitters. Edwin Rios, Hanser Alberto, all of these guys. And it's just, you get through one guy and then it's hard to get through the next guy. Austin Barnes, I could just rattle off player names all day long here. But what's interesting about the lineup is when you look at them, a lot of these guys are struggling a little bit. A lot of them hitting in the 200s, mid to low 200s. You got a few guys hitting in the high 100s. When this lineup gets hot, and eventually it's going to get hot, even if they vary throughout the season where some of them are hot, some of the bats are cold, it is going to be very, very scary for baseball teams. So I, for one, am really excited to see how this all plays out. No pun intended, or pun intended, I guess, as the case may be. So anyways, it's been a lot of fun thus far. I've been to a bunch of Dodger games. I love going to baseball games. It's my absolute favorite. I'm also one of those people that actually likes watching baseball games on TV. And I know that is not the norm, but I love the sport so much. And I go back and forth. What do I love more? Football, baseball, football, baseball. I don't know, but I just really, really love baseball. And the Dodgers make me happy. Except when they make me cry, because here's another fun fact for you. They may say there's no crying in baseball. That person, Tom Hanks, was not a fan of Los Angeles Dodgers because there's crying in baseball all the time. That being said, it's May. It's exciting. Everything is happy and rainbows and butterflies and sunshine. And we'll see how this all plays out. So that's a good time. Now, since it's Friday, I think you guys also know what happens on Fridays, and that is Cody Corner. My man, Cody Bellinger, my favorite. Well, you know, he and Mookie are really tied for favorites, but my guy, Cody Bellinger, Cody Corner time. A couple weeks ago, won the NL Player of the Week. He had a spectacular week. He won that award, and then things really started to go downhill for him. And I believe going into Wednesday night's game was maybe one of his last 26, but had a double on Wednesday night. And is hitting really well. I believe that's 6 hits off left-handed pitchers, and it may be 6 multi-base hits after off of left-handed pitchers this season when he only had 10 last year. So things are definitely looking up for Cody. For anybody who missed it, Cody was the 2019 MVP and then has kind of struggled ever since. Would come through in the playoffs. Last year, playoff Bellinger was like pretty incredible, and he was the hero for many a Dodgers game, including Game 5 against the aforementioned San Francisco Giants. But I feel like it's going to be a good season for Belly. Dodger fans call him Belly. I'm sure a lot of people call him Belly. But I think it's going to be a good season for him. And so next up for the Dodgers, they're in Chicago against the Cubs. And then they go to Pittsburgh to play the Pirates. So they are off on the road for a few games. So that's what I have on my Los Angeles Dodgers. And I say my because I'm a big fan and I love them. And I'm just going to go with it. So there's that. So let's recap this episode of the Tracy Samler Show. Debo Samuel, everyone's favorite wide back, probably the only true wide back, but everyone's favorite wide back is back to following the 49ers on Instagram. Perhaps a reconciliation is just on the horizon. They are in phase 2 of OTAs right now. We'll see when Debo Samuel gets himself to the Bay, but nonetheless, he's following the team on Instagram again. That sounds like a good thing. The 49ers will play Monday Night Football in Mexico City on November 21st against the Arizona Cardinals. The Los Angeles Dodgers, as of May 6, 2022, at least of the morning of May 6, 2022, because they play the Cubs at 11:20 a.m. Pacific time, are leading the NL West 16-7. Max Muncy had a big night and looks like he will be hopefully getting his groove back. Mookie Betts seems to have had his groove back. Cody Bellinger, the groove goes up and down. But with that lineup, everybody can afford to take their time and get better and better. With that, my friends, this is your snackable Friday episode of the Tracy Samler Show, brought to you by Fivo, brought to you by Bet Online. And I will talk to everybody next week. Have a great weekend, you guys. Bye, all. We'll be right back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.